From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his final message in this series on the Law of God, expounding the meaning of the 10th commandment, Thou shalt not covet. As we've seen, this commandment prohibits longing after something which God has placed out of bounds, particularly that which belongs to someone else. Dr. Cairns has emphasized that this commandment exhorts us to learn Christian contentment. We are to be careful in our attitude toward money, because greed has caused the downfall of many a person. This applies especially to the corruption caused by gambling. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Real Estate in Heaven. The text is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34. Knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. This is well. Our substance here is very unsubstantial. There is no substance in it. But God has given us a promise of real estate in the glory land. And that promise comes to our hearts with such full assurance of its certainty that we know in ourselves that we have an enduring substance there. Yes, we have it even now. They say a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. But we have our bird in the bush and in the hand too. Heaven is even now our own. We have the title deed of it. We have the earnest of it. We have the first fruits of it. We have heaven in price, in promise, and in principle. This we know not only by the hearing of the ear, but in ourselves. Should not the thought of the better substance on the other side of Jordan reconcile us to present losses? Our spending money we may lose, but our treasure is safe. We have lost the shadows, but the substance remains, for our Savior lives, and the place which He has prepared for us abides. There is a better land, a better substance, a better promise, and all this comes to us by a better covenant. Wherefore, let us be in better spirits, and say unto the Lord, Every day will I bless Thee, and praise Thy name for ever and ever.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. This and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Alan Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or, why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, 5 and 6 that men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth suppose that gain is godliness. That's the corrupt mind. If I could just get enough money, then I could live right. Can't afford to live right when I'm poor, but I could live right if I were rich. If I could just make a little more, then I'd be content. God says, no, no. You've got it the wrong way round. Don't ever think that gain will lead to godliness. Gain never leads to godliness. You may be godly after you have gained, but it will either be because you were godly before you gained, or because of grace overcoming in your life after you've gained. But gain in itself will never produce godliness. But godliness with contentment is great gain. That's why he wrote to the Hebrews in chapter 13 and 5, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have, because he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Learn Christian contentment in the enjoyment of all God has given you in Christ. It's the Lord Jesus who only is the rich wealth and possession of our soul. It is Christ who is precious to a believing heart. And as we enjoy Him, we will be content. When it says, thou shalt not covet, it's saying positively, love and serve the Lord from your heart. As I've been trying to prove, this is a commandment that emphasizes heart obedience. It calls us not only to avoid evil and do good, but to do it from the heart. That's how you get saved. Romans 6:17, God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. And now that you're saved, as Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 6, verse 6, as the servants of God, do the will of God from the heart. Or as he tells the Colossians, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. That's what it means when it says, thou shalt not covet. Love and serve the Lord with all your heart. And do not envy others. Now we get to a huge subject that I am only going to have time to mention. Envy. My, is there anything more prevalent among people than envy? You look at somebody and you envy what they have. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but there's a gentleman down here who told me, and I was going to use someone else as an illustration of this very same thing, but he would know I was just skipping him to spare him, and I don't want to do that either. Brother Sam down here, he told me he's got himself a very nice automobile over in the United Kingdom. Doesn't give him any trouble, but it's cost him thousands of dollars, because every time he parks it, someone will come along with a nail or something else and just scratch and score. That is because of envy. Now, you may never have gone that far, but you look at people, what they have, and you long for what they have because they have it. I'm as good as they are. I work as hard as they work. Why do they have this and I don't? And envy gets into the soul. And this jealousy becomes the fire that burns within the heart. When it says, thou shalt not covet, it is absolutely prohibiting the sin of envy. Envy is the absolute denial of Christian love, because we are told emphatically, charity envieth not. It's impossible to love and to envy at the same time. Envy is a work of the flesh, according to Galatians 5 and 21. And what a vile work it is. Solomon calls it in Proverbs 14:30, the rottenness of the bones. James tells us that where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. And that's why Paul commands us in Galatians 5:26, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Do not envy others their possessions or their position. And be very careful, especially in your attitude to money. Be very careful in your attitude to money. There is no crime in being rich if the riches are lawfully gained. There's no crime in being rich. There may be great trial, for there are few people in this world that God can trust with great riches that will not become a canker to their soul. There is no crime in lack of riches. Where the crime comes in is given in 1 Timothy 6, verse 9. They that will be rich, those who are consumed with a passion to be rich, fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition, because the love of money is the root of all evil, the root of every kind of evil, which some, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. And listen, they have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. They will be rich. Be very careful of that. Don't get greedy. Proverbs tells us that he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Don't get greedy. And very especially, refuse to entertain the thought of getting anything in any way that is either hurtful to others or to your fellowship with God. Gain by covetousness attacks both God and man. You remember Achan? He coveted and he took, and he attacked God by doing so. You remember Ahab? He saw the field of Naboth and he coveted. He and his wife, through the murder of Naboth, took at great cost to Naboth and his people. Do not take any gain in any area if in order to get it, you have to hurt your walk with God, or you have to hurt your fellow man. If you can't get on your knees and face your God with the gain that you have made, better not to touch it and to lose out with God. And if a man's blood will stand up in the judgment day to condemn your gain, your business venture will not look like such a very wise and clever thing. no gain that hurts man or fellowship with God. You know, that's one thing that makes gambling so wrong and a breach of the 10th commandment. And I want to make this clear. The sin of gambling is not merely in the element of chance. If you try to live your life without taking any chance, you can't live at all. It's not merely in the element of chance. Without repeating myself, I refer you to what I said under the third commandment of taking the Lord's name in vain when we referred to the just use of the lot or the dice. We saw then that gambling is a blasphemous presumption upon the providence of God. Here in the 10th commandment, we see its roots in idolatrous covetousness and in utter disregard for our fellow men. You know, you can never hope to win in gambling, whether it's at the cards or at the lottery. You can never hope to win without hurting your neighbor. It's impossible. It's in the very nature of the thing. It's idolatrous. It's blasphemous. And it is hurtful to your neighbor. And therefore, it is totally condemned by the law of God. Woe to the man that tramples on God's law for this evil gain. Woe to those Christians. My, I have to be careful what I say here. I really do have to be careful, because not only would I take up time that neither of us have, but I may get carried away. But when I get letters from egghead academic so-called Calvinistic Christians who are so determined, I have the Christian liberty not only to go out and drink, but I have the Christian liberty to play cards for money. Where's the harm? I'm in my own home. I do this and I don't do that. I wonder, do they have the slightest inkling of the holiness of God? And I wonder, do they have the slightest regard for the law of God? Got a letter from one of those eggheads not too long ago, and it made me sick. I wouldn't deign to reply. I have no time for people who fiddle and fool with God's word, all in the name of their academic greatness and their so-called Christian liberty. Their liberty is neither Christian nor liberty. It's hellish license. Woe to the man that makes his evil gain from gambling. And woe to the state that makes that gambling a plank in its official policy. And one of the things that will damn this country is its addiction to the lottery. For it's idolatrous, it's blasphemous, and it is totally hurtful, destructive to the most vulnerable, to the poorest, and to the neediest members of this society. Any gain that hurts your walk with God or your fellowship with God or hurts your neighbor is a breach of the 10th commandment.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.